This is the Paul Marie from Newcomer to Review Enthusiast, getting started with reviews, March 7th, 10:45 a.m.
Good morning, everybody. We're going to get started in just a few minutes.
Hi, everybody. Well, this is wonderful. Everybody has a seat. I hope we have some more seats back over there and over there. So before we kick this off, I just wanted to give a couple sort of introductory remarks and some context around this. As we know, throughout ICANN as an organization, we have embedded in our bylaws and through the affirmation of commitments a range of reviews. And reviews are often seen as, you know, just sort of another project that's underway, but they're actually an indication of the progress report of how the organization is doing, how we can improve, whether it's the organizational reviews and those embedded in the bylaws on the different structures within the ICANN model, or those reflected in the affirmation of commitments that go to some of the different substantive areas. And they touch on important points for the evolution of ICANN as an organization. We've also seen recently with the IANA stewardship transition some very important work around ICANN accountability and how additional accountability mechanisms in light of the changing relationship can be put into place. And part of that has now been the incorporation and the recommendation to incorporate the affirmation of commitment reviews, including those around accountability and transparency, into our bylaws themselves. So they're not a separate standing document, but they're incorporated into the bylaws. And these reviews are important, and we need to have people participating in the reviews because this is how we determine whether the checks and balances of the organization are evolving in the right way and to hear the voices of the community as part of that context. So this presentation here and this dialogue here is going to be very important for the continued work around improving the community participation in these reviews, including the availability of the information and how things are being conducted. And again, it's the progress report and the tools by which we can continue to evolve the institution itself, and you can be part of that process. So with that, I look forward to the presentation, and thank you, everybody, for being here.
Thank you, Teresa. My name is Larissa Gernick, and I'm with the Multi-Stakeholder Strategy and Strategic Initiatives team. Our team gets to do the reviews. It's our responsibility to do the reviews, and as Teresa suggested, reviews are ICANN's progress report to the world. It's our opportunity to demonstrate how we at ICANN deliver on our commitments. We will walk you through how reviews are conducted, how you might be able to get involved in the process, and hopefully you too will get excited about the review mechanisms and will want to join and participate in the process. We're also excited to have several review veterans with us today, and you'll get to meet them later in the presentations, and they will share their experiences so that you can have a better understanding of what it might be like to participate in the review process. To get started, I'd like to introduce to you Sherwood Moore, my colleague. He's manager of review communications and engagement, and he is a newcomer himself, so he'll share some comments with you.
Thanks, Larissa. Yeah, so I spent some time thinking about, I wanted to speak a little bit about motivation, and it fits really well with Fadi's speech today because he's all about our purpose. And so in thinking about why I'm here, I started thinking last night about, you know, what would happen to me if the internet didn't exist? And I come from a technology background. I'm an entrepreneur. And so if the internet didn't exist, the past 10 years of my work experience, my professional life wouldn't exist. I also live on the other coast, the West Coast. My family lives on the East Coast. And so, you know, if the internet didn't exist, I wouldn't be able to communicate with my family. I wouldn't be able to, you know, have a Skype, you know, video chat with my 98-year-old grandfather on his birthday. And also keep up with the perfect lives of all my friends on Facebook. I wouldn't be able to have, you know, a window into the world, a very human view, which helps me understand the context of all the challenges that are going on in the world, and not just kind of reading print, but really seeing the impact on people's lives. And so it's really important to me, and I think it's really important to us as a society as a whole, because we're all witnessing how it's changing our society and our cultures. It's changing not only the way that we're sharing information, but it's changing fundamentally the way that we share motivation and ideas and resources and action. And we're seeing that play out in everything from how we're electing our leaders to how we're taking on some pretty significant, you know, issues from everything from, you know, the environment to inequality. And it's changing how we're sharing our resources. You know, things like crowdsourcing allow us to fund different things that are important to us. And so I can say without being dramatic in any way that the internet is one of the most fundamentally ground-shifting tools that the human race has ever had experience or access to, right? And so for me personally, it's very important to protect it for me and protect it for all of you and protect it for future generations. And for that to really work, it's got to stay free and open, right? And so next slide. I think just as important as why we do this work, it's how we do this work. And the way to make the internet be able to adapt in such a dynamic and complex world is through the bottoms-up multi-stakeholder model. We have to have all those voices at the table. And so what's so interesting to me about ICANN and the work that we're doing and the work that you are all getting involved with is that this is the largest multi-stakeholder model in the history of humankind. It's this huge, vast experiment that we're all involved with, and we're all watching it unfold. And so I want to thank you all for being here because, you know, of all the people on the planet, you guys are the guys here right now. And I think that's amazing. But I also want to add this: the power that we have and the voice that we have right now is not something that is guaranteed, and it's not something that we should take for granted. There are organizations out there that would love to run the internet and not run it with a multi-stakeholder model and kind of have a lot more power and take that voice away. And so it's important for us because the whole world is watching us, and they're watching you. I mean, we're facilitating. You know, you guys are doing the real work, and we're watching to see how well we can pull this off. So it's very important that we do a good job. And so with that said, and that's kind of the framework that motivates me, I want to talk about kind of just a brief introduction to reviews, which subjectively I think are one of the most interesting things that ICANN does. Because reviews are where the policy meets the real world. And so what we essentially do is we look at the actual impact versus the intended impact. And then we try to figure out recommendations to make that model work better. And so you can think of it as a health check for the policies that ICANN puts out. You can think of it as kind of a real-time learning center where we are helping, you know, ICANN and the policies adapt to an ever-changing environment. But however you look at it, it's a really crucial role that is on the front lines of ICANN policy. And so we're excited to have you here. We are very interested in growing the community. We need more voices. We need more dynamic views. And so I can't really delve into some of the specifics of the review stuff because I'm a newcomer as well, and I'm still learning. And so I'm going to turn it back over to Larissa to take it away.
Thank you, Sherwood. Next slide, please. So you heard a little bit of reviews, that they're an important accountability mechanism. Reviews help us look forward, but first we have to look back. Part of the review process, in order to come up with that progress report, that report card that we share with the world, we look at processes, we look at actions, and we look at outcomes, and that helps us make improvements in the future. Next, please. And next slide. For those of you that may have heard Fadi's words earlier this morning, he talked about an interesting combination of process as a guarantor of our collective values. So his words were that process is essential to ensure that we have legitimacy. But in addition to process, he talked about spirit, that spirit was really important, and it's the combination of process and spirit. You'll hear a lot about the process in this presentation. Reviews have a great deal to do with process. So the slides will show you the process, and all of you in here are the spirit, because reviews don't happen by themselves, and ICANN staff cannot make the reviews happen on our own. It requires and demands a whole lot of attention and energy and participation from all of you. So as we look at our own lives, professional lives, personal lives, I think you'll all agree that we try to do better. We strive to improve every day. Whatever we do, we try to do it better. It's the same for ICANN. This process is all about what can we do to improve the way things work at ICANN. And the way we do that through the review process is by looking at other organizations, best practices, ways that things can be improved, developments in the industry that we need to keep up with, because you will probably agree that we operate in a very complex and often challenging environment. And in order to make sure that ICANN not only has legitimacy, but also viability and success in the future, these are all very, very important steps for us to go through. Next slide. Reviews are a fundamental accountability and transparency mechanism, and you've been hearing a great deal about those words, accountability and transparency, particularly now in connection with the transition of the IANA stewardship function. But those words are not new to the ICANN conversation. Those words and the actions and the symbols behind accountability and transparency has been with ICANN since the beginning. So these are not new notions, but they're certainly even more critical today than they ever have been. The component of accountability that's really essential is that it holds ICANN accountable to the stakeholders and ensures that we fulfill our commitments. That's the basic principle of accountability. And it's an opportunity for our community, which is also ever-changing, to be the voice and to provide input into this process. And that's what makes the accountability and transparency work, those two components. Next slide, please. So you might be wondering, what kinds of things do reviews cover? What's included in the reviews? And we have topics of interest for everybody, I would say. First, we have security, stability, and resiliency. And this is looking at the reliability and security of the domain name system. Then we have a review of the WHOIS policy, and that has to do with public access to, ensuring that there is public access to accurate and complete domain registrant information, a very important process within ICANN community. Accountability and transparency reviews look at the way ICANN is governed and how decision-making process takes place, and holds ICANN accountable in its decision-making process to the stakeholders and the community and the public interest. The latest addition to the review catalog is the review of the impact that the introduction of the new top-level domains has on competition, consumer choice, and consumer trust, and that review is currently underway. And then we have the organizational reviews. These are reviews of the various ICANN structures, and you'll learn more about which structures are subject to these reviews. But in that grouping of reviews, we look at how well each of the ICANN structures fulfills its mission and its commitments. Next slide, please. For anybody that gets involved in their reviews, one of the first questions is, so what? What happens? What's the impact of the reviews? Why would I want to spend my time contributing energy and effort to this process? Does change really happen as a result of this? Well, we talked about the fact that we are pretty complicated. We deal with some pretty complicated subject matter. And we were really challenged trying to provide several examples that were simple enough to put on a slide without making you all squint. But we did it. And I just have to underscore that we have, at this point, hundreds of recommendations that have come out of the review process. What you see here is a high-level summary of just three examples. So this is by no means the full set of improvements that have come out of the review process. This is just to give you a flavor of the kinds of things that have been accomplished through the review process. For example, we identified a need to improve the public comment process. Public comment is the way that everybody provides input into the policy development process and the decision-making process. So it's a very significant process for ICANN, and it wasn't working as well as we wanted to, and as a result of the review teams, the accountability and transparency review teams, some improvements were made in the public comment process. Some of these improvements include a more streamlined approach. It's easier to understand. People can have a better idea of what the timeline looks like. If you're interested in following a particular comment, you can now do that. And probably most importantly, if you submit a comment and then the next step for that comment is that it be summarized and used as part of the analysis that will ultimately lead to a decision, if you notice that the intent of your comment as it was submitted is not accurate, then you have an opportunity to correct that before the decision-making process begins. So it's another very much an accountability example. Next step, next slide, please. So we have, as Teresa introduced in her comments, two types of reviews: affirmation of commitment reviews, and here comes the alphabet soup, and I'll try to use the full names, not to confuse anybody. The accountability and transparency review, the competition, consumer choice, and trust review, stability, security, and resiliency, and who is. And that grouping of reviews is currently mandated by the affirmation of commitments, which is one of ICANN's governing documents. What's unique about this group of reviews is that they're conducted by the community, people like yourselves. And this is why it's so important. The reason these reviews are conducted by community and volunteers and not professionals is because we want the review process to be representative of the broad and diverse stakeholder group. So participation in this process is really critical. Organizational reviews, on the other hand, are conducted by independent examiners that are hired by ICANN to perform the reviews. And these are reviews of the various structures at ICANN. You for sure are familiar with most of these, the GNSO, the CCNSO, and various others. These reviews are mandated by the bylaws, by ICANN bylaws. And it's really important to underscore that the review process is given to us, it's driven to all of us by our governing documents, and it's an essential component of holding ICANN accountable. Next slide, please. Some data for you to consider. This is where we are in the review process. We've conducted at least one or two cycles of most of these reviews. In some cases, we're moving closer to the third cycle of reviews. So we have some experience behind us in having conducted these reviews. Particularly for AOC reviews, it's very important that we have diversity and broad participation. So as you can see from the geographic distribution, we're not quite where we would want to be. So I'm very happy to see all of you, because I'm hoping that with your help and your involvement and you taking this message to your communities, we can get more geographic diversity and more diversity in general in the review process. And of course, on the gender graphic, we're looking for balance. We want 50-50, because that is what the world is made up of. So we want more balance. And again, there too, your presence here is really important. Next slide, please. If you think this is a very busy slide, you are right. This is a busy slide. We have a crazy schedule, and many people say, why? Why do we have to do it this way? Remember, these reviews are mandated, and ICANN staff does not get to decide when the reviews take place. That information comes from the bylaws and the AOC. Those documents specify how frequently the reviews should take place. And they also specify when these reviews should take place.